creation of a peace board that would temporarily govern the enclave. Trump says he will chair that board, which Netanyahu emphasized would not include representatives of Hamas or the Palestinian Authority. CBS News White House correspondent Weisha Zhang says the plan reveals the president appears to have had a change of heart when it comes to Israel's possibly annexing disputed territory.
It should be pointed out that just last week, President Trump said he would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Very tough words. And in the proposal that was released today, it only stipulates that Israel would not annex Gaza, with no mention of the West Bank.
Absent an agreement on a short-term funding bill, large parts of the federal government will begin closing early Wednesday morning. President Trump is meeting this afternoon with top congressional leaders at the White House, but he has said a shutdown is, quote, likely. CBS News chief Washington analyst Robert Costa says the president doesn't seem worried.
When I spoke with President Trump yesterday, it's evident that he's not really that nervous about a government shutdown. Now, usually when you talk to a president of the United States and a shutdown's on the horizon, they are worried. But the president believes he has the power, I'm told, to use executive power to get rid of federal jobs, to cut some federal salaries should there be a shutdown. So there's not a lot of anxiety at the White House.
Elected officials in both Memphis and Shelby County, which includes the city, have sued to try to stop President Trump from deploying National Guardsmen. Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris says the planned deployment violates the state's constitution.
The Constitution requires an action by the state assembly before the National Guard can be deployed. It requires a rebellion. And so none of those things have taken place. And so we're trying to figure out how legally any of it is happening.
Top story of the hour, President Trump says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to a 20-point plan to end the war in Gaza. At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up slightly. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A school bus full of kids was hit this morning in Mount Pleasant. Only the bus driver was hurt. Police say a 35-year-old woman in an SUV crossed the center line on Stewart Road and slammed into a bus. 19 elementary school children were on board, but none of them were injured. Officers say the woman had been driving recklessly and later learned she was under the influence. She's now facing several charges, including OWI and recklessly endangering safety. A new report from The Village says Microsoft's proposed data center in Caledonia could mean a big tax boost for The Village. Property taxes on the site would jump from $1,000 a year to more than $97,000 a year, and the project could bring jobs and billions in impact. The Village Plan Commission meets tonight to talk about rezoning land for a third Microsoft data center in Racine County. It was two Mount Pleasant officers on an early morning foot patrol that first responded to that shooting yesterday. At around 3:15 in the morning, police on patrol near 22nd and Meade heard gunshots. They found a 22-year-old man and a 19-year-old woman hurt. Officers gave immediate medical aid, including one of them who just finished tactical medical training. The man is being treated for injuries not life-threatening. The woman was flown to Frederick for surgery and is now in stable condition. Police say the case is under investigation and that there's no ongoing threat to the public. A Racine County Walmart employee says harassment on the job got so bad he had to quit. Now the EEOC is suing Walmart, claiming the company discriminated against two workers with intellectual disabilities at its Mount Pleasant store. You can read more about that story online today at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2. NBA, Bucks GM John Horst on the changes he and Doc Rivers made in the offseason.
He and I went into the offseason heavily focused on how can we maximize Giannis's impact on our team? How can we maximize the rest of the players that we acquire?
Giannis, unable to attend the press conference, he's grounded in Greece after testing positive for COVID. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
WRJN has provided local news and now time will assist you in the occasional weather forecast. It's going to be perfect tonight and tomorrow. It's 73 right now. There you go. There's your weather. Spiral staircase right here at WRJN.
Comes in. to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless is right here at WRJN. Simon and Garfunkel, I Am a Rock. And last year when I worked the mid-morning afternoon shift, Simon and Garfunkel weren't getting along, and I just thought, I didn't even mention it, I just thought it was crazy that these two unbelievable songwriters, singers, the fact that they mesh so well together, the fact that all of their songs, classics, still getting played today, still sound timeless, and they couldn't get along. I heard it was more Paul Simon's fault than art. But anyway, although Paul had a reason to be angry. So we'll get out of that and just say a year later, I read that now they're getting along and might even consider not so much a tour, but maybe doing some music together. So Garfunkel and Paul Simon now getting along and talking to each other, which honestly, I consider it a win. I'll take that, even if the Brewers don't win this year. But I didn't say that, did I? Of course, they are starting this Saturday. They're going to, they've earned a bye, but they're going to start the National League Division Series Saturday, October 4th. Just so you know, Brewers Baseball is brought to you by this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online at WRJN.com.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Getter Done. They're fully insured and family owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Getter Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
That's it. More music, local news, timeless is right here at WRJ, and I'm Cindy. Hey, less than an hour away from now, we are going to do the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. So just before the news at 5, I'll give you the next Text to Win award right here from WRJ. Green is Clearwater.
Early in the evening,
revival.
Just about supper time. Over by the courthouse. They're starting to unwind. Just
Local news, timeless this right here at WRJ. Hey, tomorrow on Don Rosen, my buddy, Don Rosen, his morning show sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union. And tomorrow, Racine's mayor, Corey Mason, will be his guest.
I'm a soul.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Soul Man, Sam and Dave. I love the Blues Brothers version of that song, too, though. I thought they did a great job.
You can't go wrong with that, absolutely.
No, but Sam and Dave, yeah, they're the original singers, right? Or maybe there was somebody before Sam and Dave, or it's just Sam and Dave and then the Blues Brothers.
Cindy, you caught me off guard on that
me
one.
Me too. Why did I even... You know, that's the problem with ADHD. It's just like something that popped down like, whoa, I can't take it back. I don't know. I'll check. I will investigate this thoroughly. And if I can't figure it out, then we call our news guy.
We have a plan. Stuart J. Waddles. That's
our backup plan. It's not Stuart Waddles. It's Stuart J.
I said Stuart J. Waddles, but I said it so fast, probably.
I just like saying, my husband loves it, too.
Cindy, it is good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be back with you, too. Well, I hope you're saying that after 6 o'clock tonight. Anyway, I'm filling in for Kurt Bowman. And I'd like to apologize ahead of time before, you know, as long as I don't offend anybody between now and 6 o'clock. Usually I wait till 6:04 to get on people's nerves, but hopefully I'm going to start late this time, right?
I think so. Again, caught me off guard.
Oh,
Cindy.
You are blazing. Oh, you are just doing so much for my how I feel. But all righty, so we're going to go into the news right now, and hopefully it's not as bad as last hour.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A school bus full of kids was hit this morning in Mount Pleasant. Only the bus driver was hurt. Police say a 35-year-old woman in an SUV crossed the center line on Stewart Road and slammed into a bus. 19 elementary school children were on board, but none of them were injured. Officers say the woman had been driving recklessly and later learned she was under the influence. She's now facing several charges, including OWI and recklessly endangering safety. Another new candidate for governor, Missy Hughes, announced her campaign this morning. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen Main Streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor.
A cash infusion into Caledonia due to the data center. That's a wrap-up from a report released by the village administrator. What's called a fiscal estimate of proposed data center impact is on the village's website. It details the costs associated with Microsoft's proposal to build a massive data center on 244 acres near the Oak Creek Power Plant. According to the village, the proposed data center would raise property taxes on the site from about $1,000 a year to more than $97,000 a year. The report says the project could also drive billions in total economic impact and provide hundreds of construction jobs. Microsoft would pay for sewer upgrades. Before any of it happens, the land must be rezoned from farmland to light manufacturing. The Plan Commission could take that next step tonight. There is a chance for public comment on the agenda for this evening. The meeting starts at 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
106 WRJN with Marvin Gaye, Kim Weston. I love these two. And this song is...
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. Have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
Or one can be alone in a car like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just like any place, seem just like a being home. It takes two, baby.
Me can't hack. Early to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset glow, pull out the fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. Thank you. was my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side, said live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle, taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle, taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Woo! Thank God, I'm a country boy, yeah!
It's right here at WRJN, and that too. I'll tell you what, that's one of those songs that always puts a big smile on my face, and just, well, this one somewhat. I don't want to play favorites here. Do they got other songs? I'm just kidding you. Here's the Stones, WRJN.
Gents of Bar of Queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for.
It's right here at WRJN. I got to keep reminding myself, Cindy, stop singing. I don't know what it is. I'm just happy to be back. I just
You're having a
sing.
Lot of fun over there.
I am way too much fun.
That's not a problem.
I hope if you're listening, you're having fun too. Please have fun.
I'm having a blast.
I don't want to get laid off or fired again. Oh, wait.
Again?
Well, okay, not here though.
That sounds like revisionist history to me, Cindy.
I didn't get fired here.
No,
and they didn't. You know, if I would have been fired here, they would have used the words, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Or worse, what's worse than that? We wish her well in her future endeavors.
WWE one.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What would Jesus do? I'd get pretty darn upset. That's what I would do. I'm sure Jesus went. Jesus is awesome. saw a great meme, though.
I'm not touching that one, Cindy.
No, I saw a great meme. I love Jesus. Thank God for
Amen.
Him. Seriously. But I saw a great meme, and it was like Jesus' face when you ask him to bless 20 chicken McNuggets, large fry, and a big gulp.
That's quite the feat. It's
no,
like
it was,
all the calories.
It was a meme.
Lord, please remove all
the
calories from
yeah.
me.
And bless this meal for nourishment of my body, yeah.
Yes.
No,
that's
I love
asking
them.
Quite the feat.
That the meme, though, the meme was what I really enjoyed, where I was looking at that and I saw his face and go, you know what, I probably should start eating better.
Yeah.
Like maybe I'll have a carrot or something tonight and a little French dressing and some croutons.
Because that zeroes out all the empty calories.
And some
that
cheese
you,
on it, too.
Oh, cheese is awesome.
No, carrot is, you know, it needs some help in the help category. I wish vegetables tasted like French fries, and I would be extremely healthy.
They're still working on that.
Absolutely. Well, I wish them well.
They've perfected the air frying technology. And they've got avocado oil now, and it's... We're getting there. We're getting there.
Avocado oil, yeah. Don't put that in your popcorn. Don't.
No.
It tastes horrible. Aging Well Expo. Speaking of, that is tomorrow, Tuesday, September 30th from 2 to 6. Where is that?
That's going to be the Fountain Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. So I can tell you that Tiffany is going to be down there. Dakota is going to be down there. I might be making an appearance if you ask nicely. So
please go.
Yeah. Rich on the Radio is going to be down there. So,
cool.
So you know what? The great thing about this event, it's hosted by the Racine County Eye. It is specifically designed for the senior community. So there's going to be a lot of different vendors. There's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be giving away something. So you got to make sure you get over to our table tomorrow, 2 to 6, the Aging Well Expo at Fountain Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. Get over there tomorrow. Mark it on your calendar. Set your alarm now. It'll go off in less than 24 hours if you do it properly. So
all right.
There you go. You got to get down there.
All right. Thanks for sharing that with us. All righty. We got 5 o'clock text to win green and gold contest coming up on WRJ in less than 15 minutes.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
You want something fresh. How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli. For over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
WRJN.
Well, if you really love me, won't you tell me
you call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting
you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Golfonka took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN. So last night was the Packer-Dallas game. I love it. I'm a big fan of both. And they tied, which is cool. Both teams got participation trophies afterwards, and we're all good. Feeling good.
Godness on a mountain.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now, and a trick in a book, and now, baby,